Here's why you should move your dairy to Nebraska.
We have ample land. We have ample clean water because we live above an underground lake called the aquifer.
Willow Hollebeck is the executive director of AFAN, the Alliance for the Future of Agriculture in Nebraska.
That also means that we have a very stable feed supply because we are the number one irrigated state in the nation.
Hollebeck is one of Nebraska's primary dairy recruiters. Like ag officials from other Midwest states, Hollebeck has been going to big farm shows, pitching Nebraska as a dairy destination. California is ripe recruiting ground.
Dairymen in California are being surrounded by population. The price of land or development is high, and so they are really kind of landlocked.
So when you talk about a place with lots of water and open spaces, it gets the attention of dairy farmers like Marty DeHogue.
Hunter, come from California, 6115, 1806. I bought from my buddy in Texas, 5469. They came from California.
DeHogue moved his dairy 1,400 miles from Southern California to Eastern Nebraska last summer. He's walking me through one of his barns near the town of Seward. There are 500 black and white Holsteins on the farm, but he seems to know each one by the number on its yellow ear tag.
I wrote every single ear tag in here, so I tagged her when she was a day old, you know, born the day she was born, so.
DeHogue is a third-generation dairy producer from the Chino Valley east of Los Angeles. Over 70 years, his family built a dairy business in what he says was once one of the most dairy-rich areas in the country.
Like our block in Southern California, there are six dairies on 160 acres. There was 4,000 milk cows on 160 acres.
So why would he uproot his family to move halfway across the U.S.? A big reason is the valley that used to be dairy country is quickly becoming part of the city.
Now within a mile, there's brand new housing tracts, and they're putting 7-8 houses per acre, you know. It's the only piece of open dirt available to build on between L.A. and Barstow, pretty much.
That creates other challenges. Feed for the animals has to be shipped in, making it more expensive. Manure has to be trucked out, sometimes up to 70 miles, so it can be spread on farm fields as fertilizer. DeHogue started shopping around for a new home. He looked at Idaho, Texas, and Colorado, but eventually settled on Nebraska. He's renting the dairy right now, but after the family property is sold out west, he wants to build a new farm, and that would mark a big economic investment for Nebraska. Jeff Kuhn is a retired dairy specialist with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
Okay, just in the construction costs of building a new dairy, which would go right into the local community, we're talking about $5,000 to $7,000 a cow.
So, for example, it would take $14 to $15 million to build a new 2,000-cow dairy. And a dairy that size takes about 20 full-time workers.
Which in a lot of cases is more employees than a lot of their Main Street businesses employ.
With that kind of economic boost on the line, it's no wonder Nebraska has to compete with neighbors like South Dakota, Kansas, and Iowa on the dairy recruiting trail. California shouldn't worry about the Midwest poaching away its dairy industry. It's still the top dairy state. But Marty DeHogue says for him, Nebraska was a good move.
Yeah, I drive around here and see the fields of corn, fields of soybean and alfalfa. Everything's here, you know, and that's what you need.
One drawback, he was surrounded by dairies in California. Now he feels a little isolated.
Yeah, one buddy went to Idaho. A couple other dairymen from Northern California went to South Dakota, you know, Iowa.
And here you are in Nebraska.
And I came to Nebraska. I didn't know nobody.
The state is hoping that if their recruiting plan works, he won't stay lonely for long. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.